Hollywood director and producer Robert Wise, who died last week in Los Angeles at age 91, is best remembered for two films, West Side Story and The Sound of Music, that garnered him 4 Oscars. But long before those 1960s musical triumphs, Robert Wise showed a penchant for fantasy and science fiction. The first film he directed was The Curse of the Cat People in 1944. And in 1951, Wise tackled what was to become a sci-fi classic, The Day the Earth Stood Still, with Michael Rennie. Nearly 3 decades later, in 1979, Wise created a new film franchise when he directed Star Trek, The Motion Picture, which brought Captain Kirk, Mr. Spock, and the Enterprise crew to the big screen. Leanne Hansen spoke with Robert Wise 4 years ago, at the time of the release of a director's cut of Star Trek. He recalled a slight problem when he read the first draft of the screenplay.
When they sent me the script, I liked the script very much, but there had been one problem with it, with the script. There was no Spock character in it. Leonard had said, Nimoy had said he was tired of putting in those ears and whatnot. He didn't want to do it anymore. He wasn't going to do it anymore. And when I took the script home to read, and my wife read it, and my daughter, and they both, who knew the series, said, hey, you can't think of doing this without the Spock character. It just won't work. He's very, very vital, very important to the series. So I went back to the studio and said, listen, we have to get Leonard to change his mind and come back in the series. So I made a date with him, went over and talked to him about it, told him how I saw the picture being done and how I thought the Spock character was so important, and then he agreed to go on and do it.
Why, it's Mr. Spock.
I've been monitoring your communications with Starfleet Command, Captain. I'm aware of your engine design difficulties. I offer my services as science officer.
Mr. Chekov, log Mr. Spock's Starfleet commission reactivated. List him as science officer. Both effective immediately.
Mr. Spock!
Well, so help me, I'm actually pleased to see you.
It's how we all feel, Mr. Spock.
Captain, with your permission, I will now discuss these fuel equations with the engineer.
Mr. Spock, welcome aboard.
The only problem that we had with the picture was the script. The script wasn't right. Matter of fact, we were rewriting that script or trying to finish the script up almost to the last day of shooting. When we finally got the picture done and finished, we had a kind of a premiere opening in Washington, and I actually took the print with me to Washington for the showing in Washington, D.C.
You carried the print on the plane with
yes,
you?
Yes, just as part of my luggage.
Oh, so you never even had a chance to see
nope.
The whole thing?
This is the only picture I ever made. I think they didn't have what we call a sneak preview, and a chance to try it out on an audience and see how it played. And very often, if you take a picture out and before you finalize it, and some things work and some don't, you try to go back with the editing and finish it. But in this picture, I didn't have a chance to do that, so it just went out the way I had it at the time.
Was there always the pressure to finish a film on deadline? I mean, one of the things with this film is Paramount wanted to get it out by a certain date, and I would imagine that's true on every film, but was there more pressure on this than...
There was more pressure on this on this Star Trek The Motion Picture because of the popularity of the series and everything, so there was great pressure to get it out and get it on the screen.
It must be interesting to compare the work that you did on The Day the Earth Stood Still, where special effects consisted of, you know, aluminum foil balls on a string,
right,
to what you were able to accomplish
right
in Star Trek.
Yeah.
Was directing actors to deal with special effects that hadn't been put in yet the same in 1951, I guess it was, when you were doing Day the Earth Stood Still, as in 1979?
Yeah, pretty much the same. You didn't have the special effects there, the shots that belonged, just have a spot for them to look at, and then you'd tell them what they were was going to be up there eventually so they could react to what would be eventually up on that screen.
Hmm.
A very hard way to do it. It would be great to have all the special effects first, but very, very rarely do you get that.
Sure. Well, what attracted you to the science fiction genre in the first place?
I don't know. I just thought it was something that you have ability to kind of go away from actual full reality and then let your imagination go. I think that's what attracted me to it.
Messages can be often given in a science fiction film. They can be couched in such a way that you probably couldn't tell it straight.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. That's one of the things about The Day the Earth Stood Still that was so good about the speech at the end, you know, that where he says, the world better get along together or we're going to have to be eliminated.
It is no concern of ours how you run your own planet. But if you threaten to extend your violence, this earth of yours will be reduced to a burned-out cinder. Your choice is simple. Join us and live in peace, or pursue your present course and face obliteration. We shall be waiting for your answer. The decision rests with you.
And I think you can get good messages through messages of importance in science fiction films. Mm. You don't have to stick to actual reality.
What are you doing next? I know you're 87 years old, but I have the feeling you haven't stopped.
Well, I tell you the fact, I have stopped. I did a little film up in Canada for Showtime, my only film for television, called Storm in Summer, with Peter Falk playing the lead. And that was the 40th film I've directed, some of which I produced. And now at my age, I've decided that's enough. I'll just stop and sit back and relax.
Leanne Hansen's interview with director Robert Wise. He died last Wednesday at the age of 91. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Leanne Hansen returns next week. I'm Sheila Cast.